Fiat. September 11th, 1938. One fulfilled act of divine will is everything. Jesus grows his life in the creature who lives in it. Horrible state of God in those who live of human will. Every time a creature enters into the divine will, God renews his works. I feel the sea of the divine will always murmuring inside and outside of me. And very often, it forms its huge waves and inundates me so much that I feel it as more than my own life. Oh, divine will, how much you love me. So much that you want to give yourself always, without ever ceasing, to form your life in my poor soul. Your love is so great as to reach the point of besieging me with light, with love, with yearnings to obtain the intent. And my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, our fulfilled will encloses all the glory that the creature can give us. The love with which we must love her, and the love with which she must love us. So, in one act of our fulfilled will, we can say that we have done everything. We have given everything, even ourselves, and we have received everything. In fact, by the creature's living in it, we give everything, and she takes everything, and can give us everything. On the other hand, if she does not live in our will, if our will is not fulfilled, we cannot give everything. She will be incapable of receiving our love, nor will she be able to love us as much as we want to be loved. For us to give of ourselves almost in small particles, as if we were poor, we are not content. To give our things by half, we don't like that. Being able to give and not giving is always a sorrow for us. Our love remains repressed and makes us delirious. This is why we want the soul living in our divine volition, because we want to give everything and always, without ever ceasing to give. Our divine being is never exhausted. The more we give, the more we can give. And giving for us is relief. It is happiness, outpouring of love, and communication of our life that we do. And my love is so great that I remain in the soul in order to grow myself. Now, having to grow myself, I watch over her constantly, so that whatever she does may serve to make my life grow in her. I make use of her acts, of her love, some to form my members, some my heart, others as food to nourish me, others still as clothing to cover me and warm me up. I remain always in the attitude of unifying her motion to mine, her breath to mine, in order to find her motion within mine and her breath, as if it were motion and breath of mine. I let nothing escape me of what she does, thinks, says, works, or suffers, because it must serve me and to make my life grow. Therefore, I'm always in action. I never give myself any rest. And oh, how glad I am, how happy I feel to be always busy in my work of making my very self grow within her. I did not create the creature so that she would remain isolated. Not at all. She was my work, and so I had to carry out my work in order to form a work worthy of me. But if she does not live in my will, I don't find the raw material with which to form and grow my life. We live as though far away, as though isolated, and loneliness saddens me. Silence weighs upon me. And if I'm not able to carry out my work, I become delirious with love, and I feel like a god rendered unhappy by his creatures. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. Live always in my will. Lend me your acts to let me work, so as not to keep me within you, like a god who are unable or incapable of doing anything. Well, indeed, I have to do the greatest work, that of growing and forming my life, which will be so beautiful as to form the sweet enchantment of the whole celestial court. On the other hand, in the creature who doesn't live in our will, our state is horrible. Our life remains as though strangled, broken, divided by the human will, whose acts cannot serve to form or grow our life, but rather they serve to break it in such a way that one sees a foot of ours in one place, a hand someplace else, an eye somewhere else. How pitiful it is to see ourselves so stifled. Indeed, our one will is unity, and wherever it reigns, it forms one act out of many. In order to form one single life, the human will instead can only do fragmented acts with no virtue of uniting themselves. On the contrary, they break our divine life into pieces within them. There is nothing more horrible, a scene that would make even the stones cry, than seeing in a soul who does her will the harrowing way in which she reduces our life within her. Her unseemly acts that degrade her from the origin of her creation, dissimilar from her creator, form the knife to cut our divine life into pieces. How it grieves us. How deformed and dishonored is our created work, our purpose for creation being destroyed. Ah, if we were capable of pain, the human will would embitter the ocean of our immense joys and happinesses. Afterwards, I was following all that the divine will did, both in creation and in redemption. And I found everything in act, as if everything wanted to give itself to me. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, everything that was done by our Supreme Being is all in act, as if we were in act of doing it for love of the creatures, since all our works were done for them. Now, the creature who enters into our divine will finds them all, and all of them want to give themselves to her. And she, in seeing herself so loved, makes them her own, loves them, and loves us for so many gifts we give her. And for each gift we give her, she would like to give us her life in return, in gratitude and recognition, and to thank us for all the gifts we have given her. So she feels she is given the gift of the sun, of the starry sky, of the sea, of the wind, of the whole creation. She feels gifted with my birth, my tears, my works, my steps, my pains, the love with which I loved her, and I still do. And oh, how happy she feels. And making all our works and my very life her own, she loves us in the sun with that same love with which I created it. And so with all other things. She loves me in my birth, in my tears, in my steps, in my pains, in everything. Oh, how she delights us and glorifies us. And our contentment is such because she gives us the occasion to be able to renew our works as if we were making them again. So, our love overflows from us and invests everything with new love. Our power is doubled in order to sustain everything. Our wisdom that orders the whole of our created work runs throughout creation and redemption to say to the creature, everything is yours. And every time you enter into our will, recognizing these gifts and making them your own, you give us the occasion and the glory as if we were repeating again everything we have done for love of the creatures. Our will is the repeater of all our works. It repeats them. It renews them always. In each instant, every time the creature wants to receive them. And while they give themselves, they remain at their place. They give themselves, and yet they stay. And by giving themselves, they lose nothing. Rather, they're glorified more. Therefore, be attentive to live always in our will.